Hello and welcome to Straight for Pilot. We're here for the podcast today. I'm joined by Alex. How are you doing, mate?
All right. Yeah, not bad, you know.
And Adam, how are you doing, mate?
Oh, good, man. What's going on?
Yeah, not a lot. Loads, but also nothing. So pretty cool in that way. Alex and Adam, all the A's today. Yeah. If you've got an A hole, you two have just filled it. So perfect. How are you two both? Did you have any good lockdown on that?
Yeah, so good. Just hanging in there at the moment. Went for a walk. I was close to cracking, but then I went for a walk. Felt a bit better again. And now we're back. We're making daily content, so yeah. I'm working every day, so it's all right, man.
I kind of enjoy the weekdays more than the weekends, because actually this is better than just sitting and pretending that you can play Call of Duty for 15 hours a day like I do on a Saturday and a Sunday. And it's not really sustainable. What about you, Alex?
I'm the same. Weekend was just like, didn't get out of bed until like 2 o'clock both days. It's not healthy.
No,
and it's just, properly bored.
My sleeping pattern's got better.
Has it?
I'm better in the mornings, yeah.
Yeah, we have a meeting every day at 9:30, so we have to meet for that. So that sort of limits me a little bit, sort of curbs my sleeping late nights. But other than that, I'll do what I want. We're going to be talking today a little bit about Alexis Sanchez is going to be first on the docket. We've got a few things to get through. First up, we're going to have a look at Alexis Sanchez. He's going to be at United next year, isn't he? Because can't get rid of him. What do you reckon, Adam?
I don't. Well, he's obviously coming back, that's for sure, unless he stays at Inter, which I doubt. There's some police here. But yeah,
if you just got arrested on this podcast, that'd be sensational. Get him! Get conference. Him in the van! What, van just flashes through your front room.
You went on a walk, did you?
yeah, exactly. Met a few characters.
Yeah, I think he'll come back, but then I think he'll go. I do think he'll leave eventually. Look, he's not needed at Manchester United. We need to get rid of him. I don't hold any hope for him recovering his form. I think with him, even at the back end of his Arsenal career, he looked done. We just all thought it was a case of he was done with Arsenal, but it seemed he was done himself. He's never improved for United. And it's the anniversary of that beating City 3-2 today. So he was looking at that game, and that's literally the only game, I think. There was probably another one at Arsenal, away at Arsenal. That's the only few games where he's played well. He hasn't done anything for the club. The problem is his wages now. Can we force him to take a pay cut and move elsewhere? I'm not too sure. It may be a case we either loan him out again and we're paying part of his wages, or we pay him to leave, like just give him a payoff to take lower wages elsewhere. But we need to get rid of him. There's no point keeping him because his wages are ridiculous and it's affecting everything else at the club. How can you have... It was kind of like with Herrera left. Obviously, he was always probably going to take the deal with PSG, but if he's demanding 300 grand a week then, and you've got Alexis who's doing piss all on 307, you can't say no to it because you can justify giving Herrera that much then. Whereas if you take him out of the equation, it kind of helps United in contract negotiations and stuff as well.
It's mad, isn't it? Have you ever seen a player that's gone from, like, we were talking about this the other day, but a player with the career drop he's had, it's not like, you know, it's like he's 34, 35, he's 29 or just turned 30. Torres
had that. He still won the Champions League with Chelsea, didn't he? So.
Yeah, I think there's a thing with Sanchez, though. I think that little half turn of pace was what made him very good. That little drop of the shoulder or whatever, getting in behind and stuff was what made him. And he's not like what Giggs did when he kind of slowed down a bit, where he moved further back in the team and could play a bit. I don't think Sanchez is never going to be that kind of player. And I think that's just where he's short. He's lost that little bit of pace and he's just gone completely.
He relied on that kind of... that energy as well, like just aggressive, positive energy.
Everything.
A little bit like
all
Tevez,
about that.
Where sometimes he'd break through defenders but have a little bit of luck. And once he lost that aggressiveness and that energy, he lost that little bit of luck and he lost the edge really as well. I don't know whether Mourinho played a part in it, maybe, possibly, but it just never worked for him. And really, Mourinho kind of did everything to make it work for Sanchez because he almost... Yeah. Push Martial out the side for him, which was a massive mistake. He'd gone for his first 20 goal season that season. So it was a big mistake all round.
I mean, that was it. You mentioned them games like the City game and like the Tottenham. I've seen someone put the Tottenham semi-final in there. There was glimpses of a bit of brilliance. You were like, all right, okay, maybe next season. He has a pre-season under him. He gets going again. But he's just never done it. And I think, I don't know. He's not looked that good for Inter either.
Is there a chance that he comes back and is anything remotely resembling the old Alexis Sanchez? Is that even possible at this point?
No, I think he's done. I think he could come in. If we're stuck with him, which could be a possibility, I think he could come in and play a couple of games here and there. But I think, like Adam said, just like pay off his contract and get rid of him. Like, it's not worth having him around. He's not needed to be a rotation player on 400 grand a week, 450 grand a week. You don't need him playing 15 games on that.
Steve's phoning me. Hang on. Steve's phoning me.
Put it on speaker at least.
Hello, Steve. We're live on the Paddock podcast, by the way.
Please, all right. Please
do not say fuck or bugger.
I'll leave you to it then. In a bit.
But what I was going to say, yo.
What?
You're live at 7.
I can move it to 8.
You move yours to 8 and then Joe will go live at 7.
Don't worry.
I'll push them to you.
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
There's welcome to the Adam and Steam meeting that takes place every
day. That's a plug, by the way, for me being live at 7 and Steve being live at 8.
And I'll be on that one at 7 as well, so check that one out.
So there you go. So we got a plug inside the show.
I thought he might have, when he rings in, give some, like, crazy inside gossip or something, or he's just going to answer the phone with some, like, hi, sweetie, how are you doing? Some kind of pet name or something, but nothing. That was boring, wasn't it?
I think I said we're on the Paddock podcast just so he didn't call sweetie and blow our cover.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. That's a very good point. But, yeah, I can't believe that he's... I feel bad for him. Does anyone else feel bad for Sanchez?
No.
Not really, no.
Yeah, a little bit.
As a human being, do you not?
Yeah, to have that decline in your... Like, we've all gone to goals or Power League with the lads and couldn't do the things we could do 5 years ago and felt a little bit useless with ourselves at times. And like, imagine being a Premier League footballer at a high level, the elite level, and absolutely tearing it up, being the best striker in the league one season, and then a few seasons later, getting a move that you consider the biggest move of your career, and it all went down a shit pan. It's absolutely incredible. But then, ultimately, at the end of it all, like, I was speaking to Makeda the other day as well, like, at the end of it all, you remember the good things, don't you? You remember the good things. At the end of your career, you remember the good things. Like, you don't think of that, even though we as football fans say, oh, well, he flopped. Well, not really. He was a professional footballer.
How many players, talking about Makeda,
the dream.
How many players basically won us a Premier League title with about, you know, a sort of 20-minute cameo?
He could have spent his whole 10 years here and not done that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's plenty of players who have done less in a lot more time than what McKay did. But one thing I was thinking with Sanchez is, do you know that people, you say you don't feel sorry for him, there's always that money thing of like, oh, he's on 350 grand a week or whatever. So in a year, that's probably, what is that, like 10, 12 million quid, probably after tax, something like that? And which is obviously loads of money. But if there was like a prize fighter, like a boxer, world champion boxer, who earned like 3, 4, 5 million quid a fight, these huge pay-per-views, and their career fell off, kept losing, and you saw him, you know, struggling, clearly not enjoying himself. I think they get a lot more sympathy. It's that because it's 350 grand a week, you know, he's getting it no matter how bad he plays. But there are plenty of people who earn that kind of money who are like, you do feel sorry for like a boxer when they're coming out of their prime and they're losing, they're getting beat up, which is kind of the equivalent situation that Sanchez is in. I feel sorry for him personally.
But you look at what Ighalo's done this year, where he's gone. You know what? I'll take a massive pay cut so I can play football and play football at a club. Like Sanchez, if he wanted to play football again, could take a pay cut and get a move somewhere. But he's not going to do that, is he?
Well, we might do. Adam, why is he not the same as a boxer?
Mate, a boxer gets boxed in the face if he's shit. Alexis Sanchez, worst he's going to do is get booed by some Inter Milan ultras. Do you know what I mean?
All right, then. People felt sorry for Paula Radcliffe then when she couldn't win the marathons no more.
Look at bad boxers that went on too long at the end of their career for paydays. They can't even speak anymore. Yeah. Sanchez's speech will be fine.
Maybe not boxing. Maybe like an athlete, some sort of, you know, if Usain Bolt had collapsed. Yeah, Tiger Woods, perfect example. That is a good one. Tiger's back now. for a long time, Tiger wasn't like he would never come back, and people felt sorry for him. And he did a lot more wrong than Sanchez did.
He makes so much money, like it's not even close.
Money people did feel sorry for him.
Money isn't everything. I know.
I've
got money. I haven't got money. But I don't think money is everything.
No, and that's
more money, more problems.
Well, there is that, and that's the thing with Sanchez is that you can't just say the money thing. But when he's denying moves and not moving on because he doesn't want to drop his wages, you kind of go.
Well, as of yet, though, I don't think there's any evidence of that. As of yet,
yeah, that's what I was going to say, because he did go to Inter
on the same
with a view.
Yeah.
Alexis is there. We go. This is from Alex B. Alex, are you coming in the chat? Yeah?
I'm not. It's not me.
Alex saying Alexis is finished. Even when fit, has not looked good in a slow league like Italy. Yeah, that's true. That's pretty sad, isn't it? It is sad. I can't believe people don't think it's sad. Anyway, then, so let's move on a little bit to the other news that's been going on this week. Liverpool Football Club, in case you've not heard of them, said that they were going to stop paying all their people and that, and then they retracted that after everyone had a go at them. What do we think to that?
Am I still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it.
You know what happened my end? Like, all of our videos started loading again. So, like, I thought I went. Yeah.
No, you've been here the whole time, mate. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, Liverpool are bastards. But let's not forget that Spurs are doing exactly the same thing. And they haven't got back on it. So, I think a lot more should be said about Spurs. Liverpool, I saw some journalists praising them for going back on their decision. I find it ridiculous to praise them for something they shouldn't have done anyway. But you've seen the decision today from Sunderland. They've had to furlough their playing staff. So the taxpayer will be now paying Will Griggs $2,500 a month for a week wages, 80% of that, which is pretty incredible. But it shows you just how close some of these clubs are on the edge. Now, obviously, they're League One. But I don't think any top 10 Premier League club should be furloughing their full-time staff at all.
Or even Arsenal. Yeah, exactly. That's the whole reason why it looks so bad, I think, when Liverpool do it, because it is almost not sort of making a mockery of the likes of Sunderland or the likes of teams in League One, League Two, maybe even Championship teams, where it is almost a potential that the players might have to get furloughed, let alone staff that they can afford to pay. And then looking at, like, you know, if you're saying that we can't afford to pay these people who are probably going to cost them maybe £1 million a month at most, so if it was 500 people or whatever, then you go out in the summer transfer window and spend 70 million on someone, you just think you should be, there's some sort of like standards agency that should step in and be like, well, hang on a second, you couldn't play your own staff. You're not allowed to buy more staff, like more playing staff now just because you fancy it. I think there's no way you should be allowed to not pay people and then go and buy people for 50 million quid in the summer. Just ridiculous. And like I said,
they'll be governed by employment laws, and it's almost a case then of what I hear what you're saying. If you're fellow in playing staff, you shouldn't then be able to go and spend £50 million on a fucking centre half in the summer. But at the same time, it's government, or there can't be laws put in place where companies that have furloughed staff then can't employ people.
No, of course. I'm not saying that
the whole country's fucked. So if you do that, even though it's on an incredible level, and I understand what you're saying, if you did it on that level, the knock-on effect that would have would be...
Well, it would almost have to be an FA thing rather than a government thing. If there was to be something like that in place, it would have to be a football thing where...
But it's almost the HMRC thing, isn't it? So
I know it won't happen. There's no real logistical way it could be done, but you just think, like, what kind of sort of hypocritical message does that send out, that you lot don't matter, but you do matter, and we'll get new people and we'll get all this money?
I think today it's Sunderland, I think Crewe are the other team that have done it today, where they've done the playing staff and stuff. And that kind of shows why it's been brought in. It's so to save companies in this time, so that they're still here when all this is done. And I don't think that Liverpool were ever in that situation. It was just them thinking, we can cut off a bit of this here and be all right. You know, it'll help us out a bit. I think they were never in the situation. They were like, Sunderland, I reckon, are in the situation where they probably go bump if they don't get that money in or things like that.
Yeah, well, that's
what it's for. It's not for Liverpool to save a bit of money at this time. I think Tottenham are getting away with it a bit because they've built a stadium. I think that's kind of the excuse people are using, where they've spent loads of money, so that's all right.
with Spurs, they're probably not looking to spend any money anyway. So they're probably in a position where they can say, fuck this, we'll furlough our staff. But you know, other clubs like United, if we were to furlough our staff, they wouldn't morally be in a position to then go and spend money in the transfer market. No. So it's almost like they're protecting their own backs in future investments. Whereas Spurs maybe have the opinion that we're not fucking signing anybody anyway.
I honestly think they've sort of got, I know they have got loads of stadium compared to Liverpool. I honestly think one of the reasons, yes, they built the stadium, but because Daniel Levy's got this like sort of outside view of him is that he's this like cutthroat, hard-nosed businessman. I think people genuinely just like, classic Daniel Levy getting the best deal again. Like, people almost give him a break because he's known to be, he never gives an inch either way. I honestly think they've just gone, yeah, sounds like Tottenham, doesn't it? Like, rather than the fact that they've made enough money to be able to pay people easily, especially if they're not signing players, they definitely can afford it then. It's just ridiculous. I think, though, it is good that the fact that Liverpool have had to backtrack and had to like change their opinion on this shows that there is still a little bit of power in public opinion, and like it's not all just for money all the time, because that most of that is like Twitter backlash and journalists and media and stuff that's caused that, and potentially maybe even players who have stepped in and said something. But it does show that if you have a bit of a go, that sometimes things do change, doesn't it? Exactly. Right. What's everyone got planned for the rest of the week, lads?
Not a lot.
Same thing as I've been doing every fucking
week. Which is what?
Just going live at 12, making YouTube videos in my pants, half dressed.
Like, do you do that?
I've got my pajama bottoms on the bottom. Fresh pajama bottoms. Like, I changed them after my morning shower. Like, I'm not a
How often do you go between washing pajama bottoms? What do you think is the like recommended time?
Like, if I wear pajama bottoms now, these, I won't wear them to sleep.
Right. So they're basically just trousers then, are they?
Yeah, like alternate pajama bottoms throughout the day.
And what about you, Alec?
Just dress the top half.
Yeah.
Routine or my trousers, my bottom?
Both. Give me both, for God's sake. Who are you?
Routine is pretty simple. It's 9:30, get up, listen to Cameron Waters complain about things for a bit.
Yeah.
About him doing less than he usually does and think he's doing more, so that's good.
That's interesting.
Then that's about it. Then do a few videos, go out for a bit of a run, and that's about it.
Are either you two into cooking?
I can't cook to save my life. Like, I just stand in the kitchen, oversee everything, and make sure shit's going on.
You're just like the
other day I watched a video on Gordon Ramsay's YouTube channel, and it's pretty good, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, it's a good
couple Michelin stars can back that up, I reckon.
Yeah. But I mean, his YouTube channel is pretty good. They had these hash browns for breakfast on there, and I made them, and it came out pretty good.
I made them as well.
The one in the pan where it's just a hash brown, and you put the eggs on it.
He put this in our group before.
You can't see it because it's not in focus, but we both made it. And my dad made it as well. I sent it to him, and he made it.
Yeah.
How good was it?
You know what? Yeah, he does that in 3 minutes on a YouTube video, whereas when you are fucking grating those potatoes and onions, you're there for fucking hours, mate. Fucking ages.
And you've got
it became a lunch, do you know what I mean? It wasn't even breakfast anymore.
It became a lunch. I like to imagine you when you're overseeing this dinner process, it's sat in like an umpire's chair or like a lifeguard. You know, one of them big chairs just with a whistle, like, looking at.
You know what? Like, obviously, I live with my missus and my mum and my brother and his missus. Yeah. That's who lives together, innit? So I always live with my mum. My mum will always live with me. But, like, she never lets me in the kitchen. That's why I can't cook in it. She'll be like, oh, fuck, I found my way. So then I can't cook in the kitchen. So now I can't cook. She's like, you don't fucking cook. It's like, what the fuck do you want me to do? You know
both ways.
So I leave it to my missus. I leave it to them. And then I just watch. But now, like, I got fuck all to do. And I'm hungry every 5 minutes. May as well watch YouTube.
Maybe we'll get some hobbies,
don't you? YouTube teaches me everything. Now I have to do all my own YouTube stuff, Like, I've been learning stuff off this kid on YouTube. He's the nuts.
Who is he?
I can't. I just search stuff, and it's always him. I need to subscribe.
He's always here, no matter what his recipes, how to edit on Premiere Pro, how to, you know, get the rats out of the shed. Photoshop, yeah. It's always him.
I should really subscribe to him, innit? I'm being a master. Like, if someone was watching my channel every time and didn't subscribe, I'd be like, you're a dickhead. But I'm going to subscribe to him today.
You like Ramsey, but John Gallagher, with a bit of gossip here, Ramsey once threw a smoke detector across his kitchen at my mate when we were working in his restaurant kitchen. What restaurant was it?
John, I need that whole story. That's
a proper one. That.
That is mint. Too little of the stuff. Like, why did he throw a smoke detector across his kitchen?
And what were you doing? What were you doing that made
him... working in the kitchen, so that,
Yeah, but what were you doing that bad that made him throw a smoke detector at
him? Did he throw it like he was throwing, like, a what's it called?
Ain't the smoke detector up there on the wall?
Has he ripped it off? It's the best bit. Has he ripped it off the ceiling and just launched it?
Give me that smoke detector.
Full on.
Yeah, I want to know, was it Frisbee or, like, Boomerang? That's what I want to know.
How mad is this Gordon Ramsay's David Beckham's mate?
Yeah, but everyone's David Beckham's mate, aren't they?
No, but he lived in LA for a long time, and Ramsey does live in LA.
He said it was Claridge's
junk
putting in a fire alarm system.
So you're not a chef then, John? You were installing the system, and he threw a fire alarm at someone, and it wasn't even, was it during service or was it just randomly thrown it like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday just because he'd installed it? Fuck off.
I love that Gordon Ramsay is the same with every one of his workers, not just the chefs.
Even the contracted workers.
His agent is like, fuck off.
You greedy prick. Oh, Alex is gone. We've lost him.
See, that's what happened earlier to me.
Is it?
Three of them that happened.
Let's get him back in. He's getting furloughed if he's not careful. Where have you been, Alex?
What happened there? I don't know.
He's only doing 80% of the stream.
Oh, we've got some great gossip in the comments today. Here's one from HB. Funny story, John, which sounds passive-aggressive, I'll be honest. I was working in James Italian on King Street and Ramsey came in and supposedly planted a hair on his plate.
Now, if you were working in James Italian, then you're on the wrong... I don't think Gordon Ramsay stitched anyone up.
You don't?
I think the restaurant workers are lying.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at
Gordon
that.
Ramsay found a hair.
Yeah.
Is it curly and yellow? Wait, they've both still got blonde hair, haven't they?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Have you learned to cook yet, Alex?
I'm not bad. Mate, I can get by.
Don't say I've learned to cook. I haven't cooked.
No, you said it now. I've written it down, so it must be true.
I can get by, but I'm living at home, so I've now got to cook tea for the family, which is just going to be.
Did what tonight?
I'm doing it tonight, yeah.
Oh my God, what are you making? Let's go through that because I'm excited. I love cooking.
I don't know what it's going with, but we're having a bit of chicken. We're going to put black pudding inside the chicken and a bit of bacon wrapped around it as well. That's the...
Oh, okay. What's that called? A murder on the plate? So many dead animals in there.
Let me just get as much meat and blood on this plate.
And then we put that chicken inside the cow, put a cow in the microwave, and then put that inside a blue whale and we just sit on the beach and eat the whole thing. Jesus.
Yeah, pretty much.
That sounds great. So what sauce are you gonna go with that? Barbecue?
I don't know yet. I've not really planned on much past that so far. So it's gonna be
that sounds really good.
What we've got in the kitchen. It's not your kind of meal, that is it, Joe?
Do you know what? The actual truth is it is my kind of meal. I love black pudding, I love bacon, I love chicken, but I just can't be eating it these days.
You're not a fan?
Black pudding mint.
What about white pudding?
None of that. None of it.
Really?
What's white pudding?
White pudding is black pudding without them. it's bird shit. One of them old dog poos that's been left out in the sun. And then just like oats and that. Any white kind of meat.
Come on. There's so much different things. Why are we eating solid blood?
Yeah, it's a good question, actually, isn't it? Can I just have
blood? Are we that fucked up of a species, Dad?
Why do you differentiate between muscle tissue and blood in terms of gruesomeness? Like, you're willing to eat, like...
You will eat, you have to eat to survive, don't you? It's like kind of animal shit, isn't it? Why are we making blood, into sausages and slicing it up and eating it?
because it's delicious. It seems
that's too right. Do you know what I mean? It just seems a bit pointless. You can have a full English without black pudding and not miss the black pudding, right?
I don't know. You wouldn't miss it, but when you get, you see those little discs on there, those little hockey pucks of joy. Just imagine slamming one into the top net of satisfaction, and it just they just hit the spot. Should we talk a bit about football?
No,
can do. Well,
let's talk a little bit about it. We can come back to non-football stuff. Jadon Sancho has been in the news again.
What's the best player to sell at United?
Do you know what? I've not had all of them. Because I don't eat meat, I couldn't tell you.
Cheese and pasta is the best one now.
The chicken balti one's good.
The United players used to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Have they changed them?
I don't know. I just prefer the cheese. I think the cheese and onion pastas at United are the greatest cheese and onion pastas in the world.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. That's a big shout out.
Best pastas in Europe.
Greggs are pretty good, but the United ones are better.
Have you ever had the ones that are hot on the hot plate in Co-op?
No.
They're not bad. They're not bad. If you get them early in the morning,
I don't venture into much co-ops.
Do you know? Well, some parts of the town, yeah, that's all you've got. It's
more expensive in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of like your Sainsbury's on this. In between Sainsbury's and
Boston. I go Lidl. Lidl. Go to the local shops.
What are they?
Tesco, occasionally. Farm foods if I need like some frozen shit and some coke and things like that. Not cocaine. But I'll need some
the bloke sells it outside Farm Foods.
Yeah, man. Like just go to them places. The butchers down the road's better than going Asda. Do you know what I mean?
I bet the butcher down the road would condone the use of black
food. The Irish butcher that used to be in my ends used to be sick. Because he used to get the stuff like when I used to go back to Ireland, we used to get like all the Irish foods, the Irish breakfast stuff, the soda bread, potato bread, all that stuff. And my man used to stash all that stuff. He used to stock it there. And now he's shut that's down.
Why?
I don't know. Great food there.
Probably because you weren't buying enough of him.
Nah, I was. It was everyone else.
What about this then? Lidl/Aldi's cooked meat section cannot be topped.
Yes, Rude Boy. And your local Polish shop. They got the best selection of cheeses and meats.
Yeah, them hard meats that you get at the back.
What did you say?
Hard meat.
I said they're hard meats at the back.
What meat?
You know what I mean? Take a hard meat in the back. Yeah. go to that deli can in the back. You look at it. You select your meat. I've always wanted one of those meat slices.
What was the comment that you put on Late Night Live the other day, Joe, by accident?
That was an accident. So let's not bring that up. It was on for a long time. Didn't notice it was there. It's because it's because exactly. Rick Fletcher says Joe loves hard meat in the back. Get out. How do you ban him? Ban him for that. Ban him.
Promote him to moderator for that. Right, Rick, actually, hold tight, Rick. Rick is one of my members on Adam McCullough TV.
Is it?
Shout out, Rick.
Do you know what? Absolutely. That's a little segue you've given there, Adam, because we
he's related to Breck is related to Darren Fletcher as well, if you didn't know.
Is he?
I don't know, I just that's made actually that up.
Okay, cool. we're doing memberships on Stretford Paddock as well now. If you want to have a look, help us out. There's a little join button next to the subscribe button on this video. Click on that, click on which membership you'd like. There's different tiers, loads of different stuff on each one. Emojis, videos, fun stuff.
I've been going through the merchandise today. Some good stuff coming.
I've just seen my H said, stroking my pork sword while watching House and Brew.
Well, that's you that said that. And no one else said that. So. I've looked through the comments and that comment just isn't there. So I don't know where you got that from, mate. Jesus. H, simmer down, mate. I've seen your most recent comment. You're getting out of hand.
Bro, put his comment on the screen. Like, if this isn't what this show is made for,
I would, but I think it's. I just don't.
Come on, man! Have some balls. No, you've put the wrong one on. the wrong comment.
Oh, right, is it the wrong inappropriate comment that I've put on? Is it?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Right, can we talk about Jadon Sancho for a second? Because Raphael Honigstein really coming out, smashing his gums again. is this just going to happen, isn't it? How good are we going to be when it doesn't happen now? Because it just seems like it is.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Agreed.
It's not great.
You're going to be good?
I agree, Joe.
What? You're going to agree? I said, how good are you going to be? And you said, agreed.
I don't want to
write that down in terms of new sentences to respond to people with.
Jadon Sancho might sign for Man United. I think it's going to happen.
It could happen.
You're looking
it's going to happen, isn't it?
You hear the rumours with Chelsea as well, who were supposedly our nearest rivals. They're now looking towards alternatives. They've got that fella, haven't they? Hakim Ziyech coming in.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to have to look for someone else because you'd imagine Willian and Pedro will be off. So, yeah, I would like us to sign Sancho. I think if we sign Sancho, I seen someone on Paddock, yeah, tweeted about the Sancho thing and then put Sancho, Rashford, and Greenwood leading the line. Excuse me?
Yeah, it could be Sancho, Rashford, and Gallo, wouldn't it? You're right. Good point.
No. Excuse me? Are you forgetting about Anthony Martial? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about Martial.
Martial's been arguably better than Rashford this season.
That's not arguable. But that was Didier Deschamps going to take over on our Twitter, so that's why that happened, by the way.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he has been better than Rashford this season?
I think there's an argument. I definitely think. I'd have to sit down and properly think about it. But someone said it to me earlier on today, and I thought, when you think about it, because they've kind of had flip reverse seasons, haven't they? At the start of the season, Rashford had a bad patch. Everyone was calling him Rashbeck and Trashford and all this shit. Martial came back from injury and he started playing well again. Like once them two linked up together. And then when Rashford got injured, Martial had a little bit of a dip. He had an awful January, didn't he? Pretty much in terms of his goal scoring. But before that and after that, it was pretty good. So I think there's an argument there. I think it's one of them two, though. I think Rashford is massively important to the way the team plays and setting the tempo up and things like that. And they both have their different strengths. I don't like when people compare them. But I'm just saying in terms of player of the season, I think Martial's definitely got a shout for it.
What about this then? Sancho, Sanchez, Rashford. Hey? Alexis Sanchez, yeah. Well, we've got, you love him. We're just talking about how much he's going to play next season. Yeah. Martial's been good, but Rashford's been unbelievable. Yeah, I think that's what
I think. I think when you think of Rashford, he has those moments, like the goal against Chelsea really stand out. And I think the way he plays is like, he's had that kind of real tunnel vision in his play and the way he picks up the ball and runs at defenders and everything. I don't think it's as far off as people imagine.
No. Rashford looks like he's proper taken a step up in his career and in his form and in his quality. I think Martial is more sort of gradual.
I think the thing that Martial kind of gets a bit of stick for, I think when he's not having his best game, when he's not getting the goals and stuff, I think he just kind of, because he doesn't have that Rashford still going to chase every dead ball down, everything like that, I think that's where he gets criticism. And he shouldn't really, but that's just kind of where he gets the bit of stick that he does, where there's something there where he just doesn't quite, if it's not his day, he just looks out of it, doesn't he? That's his problem.
I think that's the way he is, though. Yeah. And I think a lot of it, I genuinely believe if he'd come through our academy, people would feel a bit different about it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And I think he's a bit misunderstood as a character. You got to see, he came here as a young boy to a new country, not knowing the language, with a young partner. He was fucking around, shagging anything that moved. He was a wild card. You know what I mean? And you've got to think in his personal life, he's probably settled down a little bit. On the pitch, we've kind of settled down. He's feeling loved again. Mourinho treated him like a dickhead. Let's be real here.
Yeah, that's true.
Totally uncalled for. When that December, he was on 10 goals, 10 assists. Bro, he was so sick that season, and then he just got pulled out of the team. Him and Rashford was tearing it up. And that was when they were rotating, if you remember.
Yeah.
Sanchez came in and fucked him off. And Ibrahimovic as well, the same thing, nicking his number, nicking his spot, everything. He has had it tough at United, and he has had to fight for a lot more than most players have.
Martial hurt the most under Mourinho. And even if he did get games, he just, kicking off of being a striker and then when he was rotating in and out to boot him out, it was just, it was uncalled for.
I don't think there's anyone in the current squad who is the, like a current first team player that has been sort of pissed about as much as Martial has.
I feel if Martial and Rashford, and imagine we kept Pogba and Bruno on that behind them, creating for them. But I feel much like when I'm not comparing them as players or talents, and what they achieved was unbelievable. But much like Rooney and Ronaldo in 06-07, if Rashford and Martial continue to develop and fulfill their potential, we will go on to win trophies because that's how good they are. Like they are that good. So if they fulfill their potential, and then if you add Sancho to that, and you've got Greenwood in and around, oh my days, it is so good. But it's about making sure that they stay on the right path. And both of them at the moment, I think, are.
Definitely.
I think strength in depth is one of the big things that helps them. Because the one thing was when Martial got injured and then Rashford couldn't play in his preferred position or in his best position on the left, that's when Rashford was getting the stick. And then this season when Rashford got injured, now Dan James, who's done all right, I think, coming in, but he's nowhere near Rashford's level, kind of replacing him. And us still not having something on the right to do anything for Martial. You know, that's what's going to help. I think having Ighalo around will help sort of Martial and Rashford because you've got another option if one of them's injured. It's not like, it felt like at the start of the season, when they're not both together, they're both not improving and they're both getting more stick. I think with a bit of a better squad, with a couple of players around them, I think they'll keep improving all the
That's
time.
That's a big point as well, because it's almost like, yes, they missed each other. But it wasn't just missing each other. It was missing having quality next to them. Because as soon as you take Rashford out of the wide positions, we haven't got quality. God loves the trier, and Danny James is a real trier. Yeah. But he's ultimately only ever going to be a squad player for United. And we need to improve on them wings. Without Rashford, we lost that creativity. We lost that spark. You need a right winger, and that's why I think Jadon Sancho is so important to us in the next transfer window. Because
I think
he solves that position straight away.
Yeah.
And going forward as well, I think it takes pressure off Wan-Bissaka because he's had to put in, if you look at a lot of the goals that have come from the right side, it's either Dan James or Wan-Bissaka putting crosses, and especially later in the season as Wan-Bissaka. I think it looks to have got a lot better at attacking. I don't know how that's happened. Maybe
one whole season he's been on whole right wing. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So getting him, me too. And then people are having a go at him for not being the best attacking fullback in the world when he is arguably the best defensive fullback in the world, or certainly in the Premier League. And just someone to take a bit of that attacking pressure off him, allow him to support a true kind of creative player on the right rather than having to do it all himself. I think it'll make loads of positions look better, not just, Martial and Rashford. What are we saying, Alex?
Definitely, yeah. I think we said before about when Martial got injured at the start of the season, if Ighalo was there to step in straight away, if we'd have done that signing at the start of the season, Rashford wouldn't have had that dip in form. I don't think he'd have had that blip where people were calling him Rashbeck, because at the start of the season, that start of the season when he went from the left-hand side back to the centre again, he did look lost and was getting a load of stick. And it was kind of, there was a little bit that was kind of true because he wasn't performing, but it's not his right position. He was asked to do things that he isn't. That's not what he's good at. And we need something on that right hand side.
You get more out of Daniel James as well.
Definitely.
Because I think with Daniel James, he's great on the counter attack. He's great against teams that are going to push out a little bit, leave gaps in between. But when you're playing him every single week and the way that he plays is always at 100 miles per hour, you're burning him out. You're not getting the best out of him. Against defences that sit back, it's not suited to his game. Like when someone commented, you don't think Daniel James has a quality to be a world-class player, that's not a criticism of him. Well, it kind of is. It's not. I'm not saying he's shit, do you know what I mean? I'm just saying I don't think he's ever going to be someone that will be playing week in, week out for Manchester United if we're winning things. Now, he could be a great squad player, and I think having someone in those games on the counter attack to use him tactically or to use him from the bench when defences are tired is a great option to have. But why do you think we're looking for someone like Jadon Sancho? Because obviously we don't see Daniel James as the permanent fixture in that spot. I don't think he has the ability to be world-class. Do I think he has the ability and the possibility, the potential to be a valuable squad member to the team? Yes, but me saying he's not going to be world-class isn't necessarily a criticism, do you know what I mean?
And also, there's so few people that become world-class or that are world-class. And also people seem to forget that just because you aren't the best player in a team doesn't mean that, or even great teams have people that aren't world-class playing a lot of games for them in the season. Like United's teams have been full of those down the years. Look at some of the midfield under Ferguson that have won. Cleverly, even John O'Shea, Anderson later on in his career, and even someone like Nani, who was world-class on his day, you would have never have said he was a world-class player just because he didn't do it consistently. But
I don't quite think Nani James will ever be as good as Nani, though, either.
No, I'm not saying that it will be, but what I mean is you don't have to be, just because someone isn't Wayne Rooney doesn't mean that they're shit or that they should be sold or that you have to even defend them, because he's playing for Man United. Like, he's obviously a good player.
Yeah, I think he's a squad member to have.
And you
can always guarantee. It's like I said it about McTominay before. Like, I think if we want to win the league and the challenge for the Champions League, we have to improve upon him in midfield. That's not to say I don't think he's a valuable squad member. He's a great member to have, and he's someone that you can rely upon. It's the same with Danny James. You can always guarantee you're going to get that level of commitment and all that stuff. But ultimately, are they the best players? No.
And also, sometimes people develop at different points in their career. Like, you look at Darren Fletcher, who early on in his career, obviously came from very young at United, but he was always kind of a squad player, good player. But there was, 2010 and 11, those Champions League finals, where we got suspended. People were literally like, if he doesn't play, we won't win. He was one of our most important players for those couple of seasons. And sometimes players have careers, not everyone's like Rooney, where they're like, the club's best player for 10 years. Sometimes you have a year where you're the best player in the club and you drop down again and you come back up again. Like, maybe we're seeing with Lingard at the moment, where it's not all just consistently world class. We've been sort of blessed with a lot of players.
It's not like Jesse Lingard; he's been a valuable squad member, but he's never going to be world class. And maybe now his time might be up at United. Who knows what happens with him in the future? Yeah. But there's no harm in saying someone's not going to be world class. Yeah. There's been many world players that have been valuable squad members that haven't been, and I think we're starting to build a foundation of what's going to be a successful team there. We just need to sprinkle a bit more quality in certain positions.
Yeah. Right. Thank you very much for joining me, lads. That was very enjoyable. If you enjoyed seeing these two have a chat, come back tomorrow, because we've got a debate about who should be partnering Harry Maguire at centre-back. And these two are fighting it out, really fighting. You took your shirts off, scrapping. I saw some scratch marks on one of your chests where the other one grabbed at you. That was pretty exciting. Trouser style. Thank you very much for joining us. Like I said, we are doing memberships on Stretford Paddock. So if you want to join, click the little join button, have a look what you fancy doing, give us a little bit of money. We'll give you some extra stuff that helps us out. Free Joe Exotic. Yeah, exactly. Right. Adam, Alex, thank you very much for joining me. Cheers, lads, mate. Girls, old and young at home, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you next time.
Nice one, boys.